It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, my friends in Canada, my people here in Atlanta with me, my people in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey, my people in Anchorage, my people in Sacramento, home of the A's, even though the A's won't acknowledge them. They just play there. Shout outs to people in Miami, people in Gainesville. Hey, much love to my folks out in Tallahassee. Just a terrible tragedy today with the shooting. Oh, man, it's bad when you could just visualize walking through a place and just much love to everybody down in Tallahassee. Much love to everybody all over North America. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? On the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, it's at your house, it's at work, in your garage, the workspace, whatever, hands-free, ask the machine to play the Infinity Sports Network. And we've talked about a lot this afternoon, this evening, tonight. We've talked about machines, like machines that'll take over the world, like Terminator, like the robotic dog that I saw outside of the studio here in Atlanta. We talked about Nico Iamaliava. We discussed things that we can't stand about college athletics right now. We had a good chat with Avery Johnson, NBA champion with the San Antonio Spurs, former point guard, current analyst on CBS. If you missed that, Odyssey app. That's how you can go ahead and tune in. And then we even heard from everybody's favorite. Is he coming? Is he gone? Aaron Rodgers spoke today. And so we've had a busy show, a lot to talk about. And then, of course, here in the last hour of the show, at the end, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And speaking of history, there is a television face. There's someone that we've been real familiar with, associated with college football. He's about to disappear in a few months. Well, at least off of TV. Hickey, I hope he doesn't disappear. I hope he's here.
Watch what you say around him at this age.
Watch my way. Lee Corso is about to be finished on TV, okay? Just on television. Well, we had another. I think he's the same age as Hubie. Hubie Brown is older than him, right? By a year?
I saw that Corso's turning 90. What is Hubie Brown again? I forget.
I think Hubie's 90. Oh, damn, Hickey. Damn.
So, no disrespect. I'm sorry to Hubie. He's great.
No, he's going to be 90. No, I'm saying, damn, I see his age.
Oh.
Hickey's going to be 92 in September.
Wow.
When was his last game? Before the All-Star break?
I want to say like February, sometime in February. Yeah. Like a Sunday. Maybe it was a Sunday before the All-Star break.
Yes, and they did such an amazing job showing. I watched that game just so they see them honor him. And Mike Breen, the players, I remember the players, the coaches, they went up to him after. They gave him the game ball. You're going to be 92 in September, Hickey.
That's incredible. As sharp as a tack still. I mean, that's traveling once a week doing some of these games. Very impressive.
Now, between Lee Corso and Hubie Brown, I can't even say, when you're 90 years old, is there even any type of way of describing, like, which one is more demanding? Like, you think about the atmosphere that Lee Corso goes to. He's hanging out with people and around people who are, not, I can't even say 60, like 70 years his junior. And he has as much energy, and he's acting like a nut, and he's putting on a mascot heads. And Lee Corso is doing it all. And then you got Hubie. You think about it's one thing to know what's going on. Lee Corso knows what's going on. He has to sit through the production meetings, and then he gets to be a knucklehead. Like, Hubie Brown has to sit there. Every word that he says, from the painted area to breaking down plays and the travel. Which one do you think is more demanding? Both, right? There's no way to weigh it. They're just different.
They're different. I guess how I'll phrase it is, for Lee Corso traveling to college towns, those are definitely harder to get to than Hubie Brown going to mostly main cities that all have an airport. So I'm sure it's, for the most part, easy in, easy out. And while maybe you're not as going as in depth as Hubie would, like in a game. And you're asking Lee Corso on a weekly basis to know the doings of what, 50 different college football teams?
Yeah, how much do you think he does versus the producers, though?
That's very fair, and I would say in the late years of Lee, I'm sure is more producer-heavy.
Yeah. And Hubie is sitting there for 2.5 hours on the air, and it's him and another guy, and that's it. And I get it's less inventory to cover when you think about the NBA versus, you know, college football, as you mentioned. But you have to be on it every minute. Like, how many folks are on College Game Day? He's up there with three other folks?
Reese Davis, Desmond Howard, Kirk Herbstreit.
Saban is there now, right?
Pat McAfee, Nick Saban. That's like five other people.
And TV goes by, when you're doing television like that, it goes by so fast. Because you have to get your piece in, and then it's off to the next. Whereas Hubie Brown might have to talk consecutively back and forth with a guy, maybe in a 5 to 10 minute stretch before you get a break and then go to commercial. Or it's, I don't know. They're both amazing. I give both of these guys credit. Hubie Brown for his long career. And then also Lee Corso. We found out this is going to be his final season. It's done. He's going to show up for the final game. Week one is August 30th, and we don't know exactly what game that Lee Corso is going to be out there covering. We don't know where College Game Day is going to be placed. We got Texas at Ohio State. It could be there, defending champs. And then we also have Alabama at Florida State, which Lee Corso went to FSU. And I just told you about the tragedy that we had today with, unfortunately, another school shooting. So we don't know which direction this is going to go, but Lee Corso's been on College Game Day since 1993. He coached for 15 years. I'd say he had more success here with what he's been doing on the television side of things. So Lee Corso, Hickey, I don't know what you call a guy. What do you call a guy in his 90s? What is that? This is Janarian. What? Isn't it a fancy word for that, too?
Oh, I don't know. That's above my pay grade.
Octogenarian is 80, right?
Right.
And so what the nenitinarian? I don't know.
That sounds right to me. I believe you.
What do you call a fellow in his? I'm going to put in fellow, too.
Fellow.
Hey, when you get to 90, you're a fellow, okay? What do you call a fellow in his 90s? Let's see if, Hickey, we're going to use a machine for this.
Let's see what the machine says.
I was right. It's starting none of something, because 9 is something, right? Google AI says, a man in his 90s can be referred to as a nonagenarian.
Which nonagenarian. Is
Nona, yeah. Or Nana, I don't know.
I like Nona.
Nana, nonagenarian? Nonagenarian, which is a term for someone between 90 and 99 years old. You could also simply say he's in his 90s. Or you, AI Hickey, this is why AI is going to whoop our ass. Okay, he's going to take us over. Listen to this. You could also simply say he's in his 90s or use terms like old man or elderly. I'm not done, Hickey. I'm not done. You could simply say he's in his 90s or use terms like old man or elderly man, depending on the context.
Why just throw a bag of bones in there?
this is how AI thinks about us human beings, I guess, right?
Dusty sack of bones over there, 90 years old.
Yeah, what context? Hey, old man, come here. Hey, elderly man, what you doing? Like, in what context is this appropriate?
Elderly, actually, in that case, sounds way worse. I'd rather be called old man than elderly man.
You imagine Hubie Brown sitting there and Mike Breen just goes, oh, I'm sitting here with this elderly man, Hubie Brown. Like, Hubie Brown just be like,
hey, it's just like a make-a-wish kid.
Like, excuse me? Like,
this nice elderly man right here. Look at him. Look how proud we are of him. He's here.
Yeah. Yeah, we can thank Google AI for this information. So there we have it. You know what? Let's actually show Lee Corso some love. I mean, obviously, College Game Day, on ESPN since the early 90s. Lee Corso's been there since 1993 when they started moving and shaking and traveling all across the country. This is courtesy of ESPN. These are some of Lee Corso's best moments.
How can you pick against SMU? Look at them over there. Red, white, and blue. USA.
Glad there's a delay.
Go Bulldogs.
Yale Bulldogs.
Oh, wow. Not so fast, midget. Not so fast.
Midget?
Yeah, little guy. Hey, not so fast. I go with Harvard. What's the matter?
They claim Notre Dame number one?
How could you give that any credence?
Let me tell you something.
There's a bunch of claimed.
These people don't give a
That's a great pick. I'll tell you, nice and safe. But no, let me tell you something. I love Georgia, but that dog is ugly. Give me this thing here.
Ever since I've been in this town, everybody says to me, Corso, you're stupid. You always pick the wrong team. Pick Auburn to lose. Okay? Auburn loses. You want it? You want it? You got it.
Now, I also think, Hickey, when you're older, it's easier to play the role of villain. It's easy because, like, you're old. Who's going to hate your guts, right?
That's true. Maybe that's why Nick Saban has decided to curse up a storm on College Game Day every week.
Oh, my God. He looks miserable. He was miserable when the media came to him, and sometimes he seems equally as miserable on television. He just, like, looking at him, are him and Pat McAfee going to be on the show together, or is one of them leaving?
No, they've been together.
Pat McAfee is still going to do it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been there now for a few years. They added last year.
Yeah, but the way Nick Saban looks over at Pat McAfee sometimes is like, I don't know if Nick Saban likes him. Can I start a rumor? Is that bad? Don't do that.
Well, I mean, I'm honestly fascinated to see where it goes. So
no
if you
way.
Want to start it, I'm not going to stop you.
Nah, I'm not. Nick Saban, he seems to cut his eyes over at Pat McAfee all the time. Just cut his eyes. Just looks over at like, what's wrong with this guy? So, what can you do? That's
Can't
not a
surprised.
Rumor. That just seems like a fact. Maybe
well,
we
Nick
need
is
to.
Very serious man. No joking around, JR.
Maybe we need to put. Was it Maria Taylor he killed, right?
Yes.
Was it her?
Quit asking.
Yeah. Maria Taylor's not doing bad. Did she have that baby? I feel like she was pregnant for like 3 years. She had a. Did she have the baby? She had the baby, right?
The baby's on this earth.
Good, good, good for her. I feel like every time, maybe she had more than one. God bless her.
Maybe. Possibly.
I actually know her publicist. I need to ask the publicist. But I feel like every time what?
I was picturing you just randomly texting the publicist. Hey, did Maria have that baby? How many she got?
Well.
Listen, you got to know. You got to ask questions to know answers.
I feel like every time what is she? She does NBC and Amazon, or am I mixing people up?
I think mixing people up.
I know
she
Taylor
does just NBC.
Taylor does Amazon
and TNT.
And Amazon does not do Thursday night. They don't do anything in studio. Everything is on site, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Maria Taylor just does NBC. So she stands in front of that big old screen and I'm like, she's pregnant in high heels. That's tough. A tough lady. God bless her. Anyway, and speaking of angry people, Nick Saban, you can't stand Pat McAfee. Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee's show earlier today. And Aaron Rodgers, as we all know, he has perfected the art of saying a lot and saying nothing at the same time. He doesn't know if he's quitting. He doesn't know if he's retiring. He doesn't know if he's going to the Steelers. He's just here. He just exists like all of us. Aaron Rodgers. He spoke to Pat McAfee, and he said, I am undecided about my future.
You know, I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have off-the-field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I made, not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year that are important to me. And I have... you know, a couple of people in my inner circle who are really battling some difficult stuff. So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention and have, beginning in really January, away from away from football. That's been where I've been focusing most of my attention on. You know, to make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet.
Wow. Hickey, can you imagine Aaron Rodgers, a human being just like the rest of us?
Who would have thunk it, huh?
Right. He got family stuff going on. Oh, no, we don't know family. I got to be careful, Hickey.
That's right. Inner circle, JR.
Inner circle, yeah. People are dealing with stuff in his inner circle. Hickey, he's 41 years old. Oh, my God. Hickey, he's in a serious relationship. He has things going on in his life. Oh, my God. Who would have thought? I thought Aaron Hickey, I thought he walked on water. I thought he was just good. I thought everything was good for him.
Even the people you admire the most, JR, are infallible.
Oh, so thank you for letting me know. I had no idea. How disconnected from life do you have to be to make that sound like this is something crazy? Like, is he that disconnected from life? You're like, hey, I'm 41. I'm in a serious relationship. You know what, dude? It's called work-life balance, all right? People got to deal with stuff all the time. They got to make choices, make decisions. Oh, my God. This is the toughest decision. I think we had Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis was asked about his basketball game the other day. He's like, man, he's like, my grandma died. I got robbed at my house. I got suspended 25 games for taking drugs. Like, I just want to play basketball. And Bobby Portis didn't make it. He didn't give us no soliloquy on how tough it is in his life to make this decision. What a world. Good luck to Aaron Rodgers. Good luck to the Steelers. He's probably going to be your future quarterback. Even though he says he doesn't know what he's going to do. I think you got him. Unless there is a major tragedy in his, not in his family, not with his friends, but in his inner circle. Okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I am going to consult with my inner circle during the break. And when I come back after I consult with my inner circle, and I have a chat with you about the NBA. Because tomorrow we're done with these play-in games. Thank God. And we're getting to the real action. We'll talk about some of these losers, of course. Well, they're future losers. We'll talk about some of the great things that took place this day in sports history. On the other side, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, this is a little Outkast in the background. Okay. All right. Is this supposed to get me going for tomorrow night's game between the Heat and the Hawks? Is that supposed to do?
Of course. Two teams that are so fresh and so clean.
Oh, okay. And one of these teams, this season's going to be over, man. Hickey, I'm going to root for the Hawks, but I feel like even if the Hawks advance, like, nothing's happening. It's just like we're getting extra basketball here in Atlanta, but there's nothing happening, you know?
Oh, I do. I agree. There's not much juice, excitement. Whoever, you know, all you're doing is winning a game to lose probably in four, maybe for lucky five to the Cavs.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Atlanta got here because they lost to Orlando the other night. They got smacked by Orlando. Trae Young got ejected. And so that'll be the first of the final two playing games that we get tomorrow. Whoever wins tomorrow night's game, they advance into the postseason as the number 8 seed. They're going to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Trae Young, who's basically a basketball team all by himself, the other day, on Tuesday, he says, man, I am ready for Friday.
Now it's win or go home. Obviously, tonight we wanted to win and take care of business, but we didn't. But at the same time, we put ourselves in the position to have two games to get into the playoffs.
I can unfortunately name the rest of his team. I think most of America go, what I do sometimes, I go, who the hell is that guy? And I learn who they are after. I go, who? Hick, you heard of the guy on the team, his name is Krejci. You ever heard of him?
No.
There you go. I'm like, who's that guy running around on the court? Who is that guy? Krejci? You bringing on guys? I'm like, he's on the team? Okay, whatever. At least Eric Spoelstra has plays that I've heard of, or most people. You got Tyler Hero, Kentucky. You got Bam Adebayo. And Eric Spoelstra says, I like how we're playing right now. Good.
Guys feel great about this win. Really put a lot into this. This is not something that could just, you know, happen overnight. You know, we feel like there's been some good things, you know, happening the last several weeks. And this is the first time we've been, you know, mostly whole, you know, in a while where guys feel good.
Yeah, Andrew Wiggins, I feel like he's in witness protection right now. Remember, he got traded for Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler's team, they've already moved on into the postseason. That's going to be a good one, too. We got the Houston Rockets, who are going to take on the Golden State Warriors. The Rockets, crazy, are the number two seed. And the Warriors had to beat the Grizzlies to get into the postseason. This is going to be a fun one. Steph Curry on Tuesday, he says, you know what? I'm 37 years old. I'm the best shooter of all time. He gave us a James Brown. He says he feels good.
I don't feel like I'm slowing down at all. It's just, you know, the maintenance and the build-up game to game is a little different than it used to be, but I can still get to that level that you've seen night in, night out. So you have to accept the fact that we talked about getting as much rest as possible and how important game 82 was, and we didn't get it done, how important the night was to have, you know, 5 days to, you know, get ready for a playoff series. So I'm going to take full advantage of that for sure.
Well, good for him with all the rest. That game is Sunday. Sunday night. That's the last game of the weekend. Hickey on the East. That game is at 9:30 on the East. Hickey after games tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. Like, by the time I got to pick out games I'm going to skip. How about this? Even if the Heat play, if the Hawks win, Hickey, I'm going to skip that Cleveland game. Not watching, okay? Not watching that.
Do yourself a favor, JR. Skip tomorrow. Don't even bother.
Don't watch none of the games tomorrow?
For what? What are you going to watch?
It's Ja Morant is he's game time decision against the Mets. I want to see if Anthony Davis plays a big game or if he falls asleep.
Okay.
Is that good enough reason?
No. There is something to watch, at least in the West. It's intriguing, at least that specific matchup. Their fate's already kind of decided, but...
Yeah, losers.
For one night, okay. Okay, fine. I could buy some storylines.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this. I heard what Jason Kidd had to say about Anthony Davis. Listen to what Jason Kidd said about Anthony Davis, and then I will give you my thoughts.
He's a leader. He's won it. We've said this over and over. He's won at every level. I've been with him in a play-in game situation. And so he has some good looks there that just didn't go down for him. But again, the positivity of him believing in his teammates and putting his teammates in a position to be successful was at a high.
Does anybody believe in Anthony Davis? Come on now. Jason Kidd is saying what he has to say. Nobody, but I wouldn't be shocked if Anthony Davis did one of three things tomorrow: score 30 points, score 13 points, get hurt. And he may have a combination of either one of the two. He may see get hurt and then still have 30 or 13. There is the complexities of Anthony Davis. This is why people can't stand Nico Harrison. So I'm going to pop in to that game and then I'll pop out to see if Ja Morant is playing, and maybe he's not with that sprained ankle. And, you know, we had this conversation with Avery Johnson earlier in the show. You know, is there some type of indication for Nico Harris? Like, he's sitting around with his legs crossed like, hey, it doesn't matter what happens. I still believe what I said, and I'm the boss, and I don't regret moving on from Luka. Defense wins championships. And I don't know, maybe miraculously Kyrie comes back in January and Kevin Durant gets traded to the Mavs. I don't know. Maybe Nico Harrison is smarter than us all, but right now he looks pretty stupid. We even heard that Dirk Nowitzki has kind of washed his hands of the Dallas Mavericks. How do you drive away Dirk? Like, Dirk wants nothing to do with them. Tim McMahon on ESPN spoke earlier today, and he just is like, why the Mavs disrespecting Dirk? Dirk don't want nothing to do with him now.
Boy. That's a hell of a question. That is one hell of a question. And they are fortunate that Dirk wants to bite his tongue. I'll put it to you like that. They're fortunate that Dirk is still biting his tongue. I don't know. Again, I'm not going to try to explain logic that I don't understand. So I'm serious. Like, I don't know.
Come on. Because everybody knows is dumb, is stupid. This is what you're hinging your future on. That Anthony Davis is going to stay healthy. Why in the hell would you do that? That is just, and he's going to get older? Oh, my God. Icky, I know I wasn't here yesterday, but I know what's going on. I heard about the news. They had the secret press. I think I talked about it a couple days ago. Had the press conference, only invited a few members of the media. And I think at one point in time, he said something along. He was asked, how long he plans to be a Mav or how long he wants to see this through. And he's like, my contract is up in 3 years. What? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Like, which one is it? I found that to be absolutely nuts. Like, typically somebody has a job. They want to keep the job. They'll say something like, hey, I will be here for as long as they'll keep me. Not, I got a 3-year contract. What does that mean? In 3 years, you're just going to up and leave? Dallas Mavericks are just pretty sad, pretty miserable, with no future, none in sight. Hey, Marco, how do you fix the Mavs? You just let them suffer for the next bunch of years? How do you do this?
I honestly don't know, other than the overhaul of cleaning everyone out, including Nico Harrison. But you can't do it right now because you just did this move, so you look even worse if that's humanly possible.
You could be the Kings, right?
You got to wait at least one more year. When it gets worse, then you clean everybody out, and then you almost beg the fans in some way of, like, we're going to go in a totally different direction. We obviously realize the error of our way, that kind of stuff. But none of this is going to make it go away. The only way is if miraculously Anthony Davis all of a sudden hits the fountain of youth, plays every game, Kyrie Irving comes back even better than before, and Luka Doncic turns into the assume the fat drunk that you think he was that you traded him, and that's the only reason that this could possibly come out the right way.
Don't forget the hookah. What do you call somebody addicted to hookah? Is there something for that? Addict? No.
I think addict works for everything, no?
Yeah. Well, fat drunk. You drink too much, you're drunk. What do you call somebody who smokes too much hookah? I don't know.
A lot of fun?
A lot of... smokes too much hookah?
I don't know. You ever been around? They're kind of fun.
Hookah? You smoked a hookah?
No, I've never. No. Not me. Thank you. No.
You've never smoked hookah?
It's not my thing.
You've never done it?
It's not my thing, no.
Okay, all right.
Plus, you're also putting me on, national radio here, JR. I don't realize that we got to get put on blast. You want my social security number next?
No, I don't. I'm not. I didn't ask for your social. I've had hookah before. I've smoked hookah. I have. What happened? I'm going to get the boot now? They're going to treat me like...
Is there a stereotype around this market?
I don't know. I just, fat, drunk, hookah, all of a sudden it came to me. What happened here? I'm talking about Luca. This has got nothing to do with me.
Oh, just asking. I said, what would you call someone who smokes hookah? You said a lot of fun.
I don't know. I'm trying to come up with something.
Okay.
I don't know. Other than addict, I don't know what is the proper terminology.
I don't know.
I'm unaware.
I haven't had hookah in a long time. It's not my thing. It's not my thing either, but I've done it. I don't know. What?
See, no, I didn't say nothing. That's what I'm saying. I didn't say nothing.
Okay.
This ain't about me. We're talking about Nico Harrison and the fat drunk that he thinks that Luka is. That's where the spotlight should be.
Okay, Luka Doncic. who may be on his way to the Western Conference Finals. Him, right? That guy. Yeah, I hope that happens, and I hope the Dallas Mavericks lose. I hope the Dallas Mavericks lose tomorrow. With Ja Morant watching in street clothes on the sidelines. That's what I want to happen.
Jeez, this is where we're down to? We're rooting for Ja Morant or Nico Harrison? Listen, where we are in this world now?
I feel bad. Forget Ja Morant for a while, right? I guess Nico Harrison doesn't need the help in that regard. He's going to probably sink down anyway. I feel bad watching the Warriors because I'm rooting for Steph Curry. It's bad. They couldn't have paired Steph Curry up with two other guys that are just more of a pain in the ass that it's just easy to not root for than Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I want to see Steph Curry have success. I want to see Jimmy Butler and Draymond fail because they're pains in the ass, but it's not. It's a tough world.
Nicest guy in the world. You paired him up with the Joker and the Riddler.
Yeah, great. Right.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's what it is. I don't even know who to root for here in the playoffs. Is there anybody I should root for? Kawhi? Is that possible? I don't know.
Well, you ain't been rooting for very long. I don't know.
There's not. I'm rooting for the Lakers to win it all. That's not going to happen because I think they're too small. I'd be rooting for him. It's a shame that the Nuggets are playing the Clippers. Somebody has to lose that series. Probably be the Nuggets. Unless Jokic just wakes up and goes, I'm going to have 30, 20, and 20 every game. But the Clippers have been hot 18 out of their last 21 games, and nobody talks about them. Nobody.
Well, basically, it's because we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. When was the last time Kawhi Leonard got through a playoff series? Was it 19 with the Raptors? When was the last time he got through a full one?
Yes, but can we give him the benefit of the doubt that he's going to last at least another four games?
Is that what we do?
Yeah, he's on a run. They're on a run. Come on.
I need to see it. I got to be fair. This almost feels like a bad relationship. Like you're just waiting. You're trying to give the hope, but there's nothing there. Because you know for the last 7 years that this has just not worked out. Oh, but you're hoping. Hey,
why are you putting me in a time warp, man? You make me remember a bad time in my life. Okay.
That's a long time ago. That's what I mean. Like, okay. The Raptors. Kevin Durant was still on the Warriors.
Yeah, he blew out his leg.
That's like six teams ago. This is a long time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to root for the Clippers. No, I'm not. Who am I kidding? I'm rooting for Doncic and the Lakers. And then I'm rooting for Jokic as well. Yeah, that's it. Hickey, who are you rooting for? You're not rooting for the Knicks, are you?
Well, number one, of course. Not believing in them going to an Eastern Conference Finals, but I'll be rooting for them.
Okay.
I think the Thunder are easy to root for.
Are they? Yeah. They're kind of annoying to me. I want them
really?
To lose.
Why? Because they put towels on the reporter?
It's kind of corny. It gets on my nerves. Yeah, it's like grow up. You know, I'm rooting against.
Like a 14 seed in the NCAA tournament? That's how they act?
Yeah. I'm rooting.
Big upset?
Yeah, I am. I'm rooting against the Thunder. I don't want to see the Thunder win. I don't. I'm okay with the Celtics win. I'm cool with that. I want to see the Golden State Warriors beat the Rockets. I want to see the Lakers beat the Wolves. 4 or 5, I don't know, between the Nuggets and the Clippers. I do not care about the Bucks and the Pacers. Doesn't matter. I want to see with the Knicks and the Pistons, I want to see him fight somebody. Isaiah Stewart. I want to see him fight somebody.
I don't.
Like, who,
I don't think it's going to end well for the Knicks.
Who would he fight on the Knicks? Who would tick him off? Karl Anthony Towns, right?
No.
You'd have to fight him in a parking lot because I think Cat'd be running.
Yeah. He'd
get his back.
Scared.
You'd get his back at some point, but I don't think you're going to get the two of them to face up.
I could see Isaiah Stewart yelling some things at Karl Anthony Towns. I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
I can see Cat backing down.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Didn't somebody at one point in time have Karl Anthony Towns tapping out on the ground?
Was that Draymond?
Was it?
I think it was.
Rudy Gobert wasn't involved in that? No.
Did he run away too? I don't remember. I have to see it again, but
was
I feel
it Ben
like
Simmons?
Karl Anthony Towns tapping out. Oh no, it's Ben Simmons. Ben
that
Simmons made
him out.
Yeah, he made him tap out. He had him on the ground in a headlock.
So it was Draymond with Rudy Gobert then?
Yes.
And Cat running away?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Okay. See, I get confused sometimes.
Speaking of Ben Simmons, are we going to see him play basketball? The Clippers got a bunch of guys that you just go, what? Like, they play ball here?
And then
like,
you wondered why I couldn't take the Clippers seriously. You want Kawhi Leonard and Ben Simmons to get through this series
and
healthy.
James Harden.
I mean.
Playoff James Harden. Play
come
ball.
On.
Wow.
Yeah, and Harden all of a sudden become clutch.
Maybe.
What year is this?
Ben Simmons has played about 10 to 15 minutes in the past several games. Oh, my God. He is averaging 0 points.
He's not there to shoot.
In the month of April. No, come on, though. How do you do this? How do you play 13 minutes? You're 6'10". You average 0 points. He scored 2 points in 5 games. How?
It's a miracle he scored two. When you don't shoot, it's hard to score.
Two assists, two rebounds, 0 points. How? Yo, bro, that is a crazy stat line. Oh, my God. Anyway.
I'm serious, though. If you don't shoot, how the hell are you supposed to score? Yeah, that guy hasn't looked for a shot in 7 years.
Forget about it. I'm not rooting. I'm rooting against the Clippers now. Just because Ben Simmons is there. I can't do that. I'm rooting all for the Denver Nuggets, as bad as they are from the front office. It's wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we'll tell you about a few things that happened this day in sports history. And then speaking of tragedies in the NBA, and Ben Simmons, like, it appears the Pelicans are sick of their own fat tragedy. Marco is Zion. That's another. He's not a fat drunk. He's a.
Thought I was the fat tragedy now.
No, I
don't think he's. Well, we don't know. But no, we don't think so. We just.
It seems like he's getting around, if you know what I mean. Okay?
Yeah.
I have a word, but I can't say it on the air.
Yeah, I don't think I can say it either. Yeah.
He's a fat.
Bigelow?
Gigolo? He's a fat gigolo?
You know what? That'll work.
It's in the line of gigolo, but yeah. Much more inappropriate, okay?
Right.
Okay. All right.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, I did mention crazy stuff going on in sports, and we called Luka. Well, the Mavs think he's a fat, lazy drunk. I mentioned Zion Williamson, who didn't even make it past 30 games this season. Apparently, the Pelicans might be sick of him. Joe Dumars is coming on, and the management, the ownership, the Benson family, seems like they are sick of Zion Williamson. Take a listen to this, courtesy of NBC.
NBA star Zion Williamson in the middle of a love triangle that turned violent in recent days. A police source tells our New Orleans affiliate WDSU the alleged aggressor, according to a police affidavit, Akima Love, the woman seen in this celebratory gender reveal video with Williamson in June of 2023, arrested on allegations of stalking, home invasion, and aggravated battery. According to the police report, the suspect and the victim share a romantic partner. A police source familiar with the case telling our affiliate that shared partner is Zion Williamson. According to the affidavit, on Sunday, Love obtained keys to the woman's residence, grabbed her hair, and struck her with keys clenched in her fist, leaving the woman with lacerations above both eyes, a raised lump on the side of her head, scratches to her arms and face, and four fingernails torn from her hands. The police source telling our affiliate the incident happened at Williamson's multi-million dollar home in Kenner.
Oh, my goodness. Whoa. Hickey, I'd be sick of him, too, right? Where can we send him where he can't? Women are everywhere. Where do we send Zion where he doesn't get in trouble?
Simple. Utah.
Oh, man. Well, he's going to be hanging out with that Filipowski kid. That may not be good for him either.
Well, you're not wrong about that. But I think that's trouble if you're the Jazz. You'd chance over right now what's going on in New Orleans.
You're not. Ugh. Well, Charles Barkley says the woman in San Antonio. What did he call the woman the other day?
Oh, you want me to say?
Oh, no. He just historically said, oh, big old women in San Antonio. The other day, he took it a step.
As only he could.
Yeah, he's the only guy who can say that and not get fired. Hey, it's the end of the show. Let's end on a high note. A few things that took place this day in sports history.
In the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything, and it was primitive and lousy, and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Hey, it's Thursday, April 17th, and on this day, 1947, Jackie Robinson, he bunts for his first career hit. Yeah, it took him 2 days since he broke the color barrier, but he got the job done. 1-for-3 with 2 walks, and the Dodgers beat the Boston Braves 12-6. How about April 17th, 1987? Dr. J becomes the third member of the 30,000 point club. He had 38 points in this game as Philadelphia went out there and lost, unfortunately, to the Pacers 115-111. Dr. J put up them buckets, though. Listen to this, number 30,000.
Jacket. There we go. Meantime,
the game goes on.
The game goes on. Nobody cares. And now we will have due ceremony. 30,000 points. He needed 36, and he got them all tonight.
Yeah, wow. I mean, at that point in time, it was only Dr. J, Kareem, and Wilt who had 30,000 points. Now we got eight players in the club. Kevin Durant was the latest to join. Other guys, LeBron, Kareem, Karl Malone, Kobe, Michael Jordan, Dirk Nowitzki, who can't stand the Mavs anymore, and Wilt Chamberlain. And those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. Thank you to Avery Johnson, former NBA star, well, champion and star with the Spurs, for coming through, talking some NBA action. And Hickey, you'll be here holding it down tomorrow. Where can people follow you, man?
That's right. Ryan_Hickey3 on Twitter is where you can follow all the tweets.
Absolutely. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We'll be back together again on Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You missed a minute? Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. I have to go help my inner circle.